Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Every Wednesday around about this time, Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders Uni, joins us to chat about what's happening and what you need to be across in the world of TikTok, Instagram and YouTube occasionally. And all I can sort of say is, Edith, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Con.
Now, I'm really excited because some of my favourite things that I like to talk about is dogs, public breakups, and also government departments showing a sense of humour. So let's launch into that one. Talk us about what's happening with that.
So this one actually was like the biggest shock. Public breakups you would think would have been it, but the Australian Bureau of Statistics made a joke and it was actually funny on April Fool's Day.
Who would have thought? And I have to sort of say, people who haven't probably seen the visuals yet are probably going to be impressed with what they came up with. So tell us what happened.
Yeah, they released, or, you know, jokingly released, yes, I should say, a merch line with funny, like, hats and mugs and, you know, the classic, like, live, laugh, love. It's like live, graph, love on the side of a mug and these, like, really cute embroidered hats. And the comments were hilarious. Underneath, it was like, make the mugs, you cowards. Give us what we ask for.
Yeah, I like some of the comments. We're like, I would buy the mug without hesitation. People, like, are so sold into this. And even someone else is, maybe it'll help with budget deficits, you know, ABS selling their stuff. We'll sort of hope lower that debt that we're sort of in record places at the moment with it. I sort of really loved it. And another one sort of said, shut up and take my money, ABS. It's like, no holds barred.
I mean, the government wants it at every other time. So, yes, like, surely this would actually be incredibly profitable. I would buy it. I never would have thought that you would catch me saying that I would buy Australian Bureau of Statistics merchandise, but I would. And for all the darty girlies at work, if they release this line, I'm buying you all mugs. That's all I can say.
Oh, my gosh. April Fool's jokes and the government department. Hey, who would have thought that? Now, the next thing I'd love to talk to is about dogs, because, hey, I've got one and we've got quite a few people who bring in their dogs here at Joy and we all fawn over them like you wouldn't believe. So tell us what's happening in the world of TikTok with dogs.
This is, I think, one of my favourite accounts. It's called We Rate Dogs and it's a guy who rates dogs. It's that simple. So at the end of every week, he does a little wrap up of all the top dogs on TikTok that week. And so it'll usually be dogs from videos that have gone viral or dogs that have been reunited with their owners, think, you know, ones that have done heroic acts or have just been, you know, ridiculously cute. And it's some very good, wholesome fun.
And surprisingly, the views on each of these videos are massive. I mean, people are sort of like are really resonating with the material that he's putting out there. I like some of the topics like first ever silver retriever. There's one like top five dogs of the week, which is obviously the weekly thing. And then you've got really heartwarming stories like senior dog adopted by senior citizen. So it's all really kind of warm stuff. And that's why I know that's why it would be one of your favorite ever accounts.
It's really beautiful. And as a dog lover and dog haver myself, shout out to Jemima. If you hear any grunting in the background of any of my segments ever, it's her, I promise.
Okay.
She has beat cancer, I don't even know. I think we lose track six times at this point. Our vet thinks she's an enigma. He's like, I don't understand how she's alive, but she is and she's still kicking. She's an angel and I love her. And one of the reasons I really love the We Rate Dogs page is that they have merch as well. This seems to be a very merch heavy segment, but there you go. They have merch that, you know, says, tell your dog I say hi. And from the sales of this merch, they use it to fund the medical care of pets in need. So they'll make videos saying like, hey, all the merch sales from this week have been donated to blank and we've covered, you know, $13,000 of their medical treatment that their owners were not able to afford. So they're doing some really good things as well as sharing very wholesome content.
Well, I love that. It's sort of like giving back a little bit more to the community that sort of are supporting them, and it's sort of it gives you a nice kind of warm feeling. And shout out to Jemima in the background. It's just like good to hear. What breed is your dog?
She's pretty cute. She's a little stuffy. She has three legs. She lost one of hers to cancer a couple of years ago.
Okay.
We were actually at the vet today getting another little lump, you know, lasered off,
yeah,
as we do, because she keeps growing them and we keep lopping them off. But she's an angel. I'm obsessed. And everyone who meets her falls in love because she's the sweetest girl in the whole world.
Oh, sounds really sweet. We're chatting with Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer in Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders Uni, about what everyone's talking about in the world of TikTok and Instagram, and talking about Instagram and a public breakup. It's a doozy. Tell us a little bit about it.
I have always found the idea of posting about breakups a little strange, but also fascinating, and also I want to know. And when people break up and they don't say anything, you have to try to, you know, be a little sleuth and find out, like, what happened, when was the last time they liked the other person's profile picture, try and figure out the timeline, or at least that's what I do. I'm outing myself a little bit there.
You're diving deep in trying to sort of work out the mechanics. What's going on? What does that mean?
I want to know.
We're all a bit curious. Maybe you're revealing too much of yourself, but no, I think you're speaking to all of us, actually, who does that. I mean, I sort of mentioned something a little bit before we launch into this one here for TikTok. The most public one was obviously that statement that came out, was it from Gwyneth Paltrow, about this sort of conscious uncoupling. And it's just like, oh, you know, we're doing this lovely thing and we sort of decided we've reached the point where we're going to sort of separate. But it's sort of like, it's lovely and sweet of us. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay,
yeah,
what's that all about? But talking about this one that you want to refer to that's happened on TikTok, what's going on? What was the story?
It's a very popular, or I guess I was going to say couple, ex-couple now, a very popular lesbian couple on TikTok, and they got famous for being this couple together, which I think is a really important element of this, that they didn't have separate social media followings previous to their relationship. They kind of grew the following together as a couple and got famous for being this really cute, beautiful couple together. And what's happened is one of them has posted an Instagram story that I'm going to mess up the wording, but it was something along the lines of, you know, we've made the decision to separate based on blah blah's infidelity. And
yes,
it was there in the post, blunt, clear as day, being like, we're breaking up because they cheated. They're engaged. They're about to be married. It was a couple of weeks before the wedding. And one of them cheated. And it's become this, like, you know, massive thing that a bunch of people are really fascinated by and interested in. And I think there's a lot in there about how, you know, the trends of public relationships and public breakups is really indicative of, like, this intense transparency that people feel like they need to have. It's fascinating. I love it.
Yeah, I sort of read the article that was posted in the New York Times about it, and it has been picked up by a lot of people and still talking about it and diving deep into the kind of post that was made and the kind of obviously kind of quite blunt statement, obviously one of us has cheated and this is the reason we're sort of no longer together after 5+ years.
Yeah. It's a strange one, and I think when your relationship or your public presence, I should say, is so centered around your relationship, it would kind of be strange to not address it in a way. And this is like in a one fell swoop, no one's going to ask any questions because you're being so honest that what is there left to ask? But imagine taking this out of that context of being an influencer and having this following, announcing that breakup feels very like, you know, Facebook in 2010, where people are airing all of their drama on the timeline. It's a little strange.
It is. But it made us stop and think and read it. So, yeah, it was great. Anyway, thanks, Edith, for sharing the love and telling us all that's happening in the world of social media that we need to be across.
You are so welcome. It is now time to pat Jemima because she has been deeply neglected for the past 10 minutes. So I better go give her a scratch.
You do that. Thanks, Edith. That's Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders Uni.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.